I'm absolutely for cracking down on drug dealers, but I also don't think that a lot of people understand what else he's going to do. He's going to raise your taxes across the board. He's going to raise taxes. That's his economic plan. That's the only thing I've heard from Barack Obama. Economic plan. He's going to pull out of Iraq immediately, or he's flip-flopped on that here this past week. But, I mean, when it's starting to work, it's starting to be more stable in Iraq to the point where we can even sit down with the Iraqi government and look at a timetable to bring the troops back home. And Iraq can take over their own support and have their own government and own democracy, which was the original goal. Well, I want to know what Barack Obama is going to do about Afghanistan. The Taliban is coming more resurging again, and what's he going to do about that? What's his plan for that? Is he going to pull out of Afghanistan too? He has said no, but we don't have a clear plan of, well, how are you going to handle Iran? Well, I'm going to sit down and talk to them. Talk to them about what? The fact that they want nuclear weapons? I mean, what is he going to talk to them about? What is he going to say to Iran to keep them from cutting off the gas line? What is he going to do about gas prices right now? His plan, the only thing I can see, is to, in the future, get off oil. Well, that's great, though. What are you going to do about right now? The gas is at $4, even higher than that.
You've raised a lot of good points here, Katie. Dallas, is there anything that you could point to where he's going to lower gas prices? Do you support his economic plan of raising taxes? Do you support his earlier position of a pullout in Iraq in 16 months? Do you support that?
Okay, well, first, that's actually not accurate.
What's
he's
not accurate?
He's not going to raise taxes for everybody.
He is. He's raising
people like myself in the middle class. Our taxes won't be raised, and that's factual.
No, that's not factual, because the Bush tax cuts are going to expire, and when they expire, families of four that make $50,000 a year are going to be paying another $2,000 in taxes a year. So by letting those tax cuts expire, that's a tax increase by any definition.
That's a misnomer. You're not representing his position properly.
All right, listen, I can't
raise taxes.
Listen, Dallas, I'm not going to argue with you. It is a fact. He is for rescinding the Bush tax cuts and letting him expire. All right, well, anyway, thanks for the call. Katie, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number.